Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better day, and hopefully a better outcome. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. We've been talking a little bit about topics like vicarious trauma, burnout, compassion fatigue. And I know I gave some thoughts in some of those episodes, but I wanted to give a specific episode that focuses on your journaling. Sometimes when you're trying to figure out what you need to do, it's helpful to write it down. At the same time, sometimes you don't know what to write. I'm sure many of you can relate to that. You want to journal, but you don't know what to journal, and you know this is an issue. So if you're feeling burned out, I'm going to ask that you grab a journal. You can replay this if you need to while you do it. But I'm going to ask that you grab a journal. And before you even start, I'm going to ask that you take a big inhale through your nose and an exhale through your mouth. And we're going to do that one more time. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. I want you to feel a little bit more relaxed than you did when you first started listening to me. And I want you to ask yourself, what does your body need right in this moment? Think about that. And once you have the answer, write it down in your journal. If you don't have a journal, write it somewhere in your phone. Try to even connect it to your brain in some way if you don't have either of those things. Remember, you can always come back and listen later. But what does your body need right now? You just took that big breath, but you need more than that. What do you need? We're going to focus on you. We burn out when we don't focus on ourselves enough, okay? Do you have expectations that maybe aren't fair to yourself in this moment? Maybe that are unattainable, unrealistic, maybe even unkind to yourself. What are you expecting right now? Write that down. Ask yourself if you need a boundary adjustment or changes that you need to make in your life, or are you feeling out of control because you're trying to control too many things? Those could be yes or no's, or they could be a longer narrative. Either way, take some time to write it down. Ask yourself about the things that make you feel like you come alive, and do more of those things. How can you make more of those things happen? Do you want to go roller skating? Do you just want to watch more movies? Do you want to go to the movies instead of just watching on your couch? Or do you want to watch on your couch with a bucket of popcorn? I always like to ask you about celebrations. They don't have to be a party. Your celebrations can be just having a kind thought about somebody who you care about, holding them in your mind and in your space, holding space for them. Think about somebody who's really special to you. I'm thinking about my best friend right now. I call her BFF. I'm holding space for her right now. Okay? That's what I'm going to celebrate in this moment with you. And then your gratitude is always important. You know, our gratitude list should really be a regular practice if we can make it that way. Because when you think about what you're thankful for, you're thinking in the right direction. Your support system is super important. So your network. Do you have the right people active in your life, helping you, you helping them, someone to talk to? I will tell you, I definitely had a person that is my good friend that I was able to just get some things off my chest with today, and it felt fantastic because I know she cares. I know I can trust her. Do you have people like that in your life? And if not, maybe that can be a goal that you can write down. Find more people like that. And maybe that's not what you want. Maybe you don't want people that you can vent to. Maybe your therapist is for that. But is there something that you particularly want in a friendship or in your network that's missing? And if you have it, that's where your gratitude comes in, okay? So that's a little journal prompt to go along with all this burnout, compassion fatigue, vicarious trauma talk. I want you to have prompts so you can have a plan. It's hard to have a plan without a prompt. Hope this was helpful. Share it with a friend. Do it with a friend. Support me by leaving a message, becoming a supporter, tweeting it, sharing it, reviewing it. Anything you do helps me to continue to be here on Mental Health Moments with Tara and talking to you. Take care of yourself, and as always, always be well.